Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Colin, I got to tell you, Chiefs are going to, you know, take care of the Texans by halftime Saturday afternoon.
That's Nick Wright. On with Colin Coward, talking about Texans, Chiefs, Saturday, Arrowhead Stadium, Chiefs 9-point favorites per mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Don't forget, no risk Thursday, it's tomorrow. But that's Nick Wright. You might remember him from the Texans flagship. He's a friend of mine. He now works for one of those Speak for Your Pizza shows.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, I will say, of the many Speak for Your Pizza shows, probably the best one. Gave us moments like Chris Broussard saying the R word on national TV. And I enjoy it.
I'm sure Nick's proud that that's the moment you go to.
I mean, unfortunately, I'm not sure how you bounce back from that.
That's the most memorable moment of a talking head sports TV show I can remember in quite some time. We might have to play that clip at some point before the end of this segment. But Nick Wright is from Kansas City. He is a diehard Chiefs fan. So, of course, he's looking at this game the same way that I would have back in 2011, 2012, looked at a Texans-Patriots game. I would have looked down on the Texans. I get it. And I think Nick's a little bit better at the trash talk side of things than a lot of people that are in this industry. And he kept on going after that comment right there. It set all up with a back and forth that he had with John Lopez and Sean Pendergast down the street saying, congrats, but y'all about to get cooked. It's simply what the divisional round has been for KC the last 7 years, the final padded practice of the year before their season, the AFC Championship game and Super Bowl, actually begins. Here he is on First Things First saying it's not a bye, it's practice.
I'm not going to do the thing. I'm not going to say, this is a bye. It's not a bye. And I'm not even going to get mad that Rex stole my phrase and fumbled it a bit and then was wrong. Better than a bye is the phrase. And you better be sure the team's going to wax the team they're playing rather than lose to them. Set that aside. It's not a bye.
Okay.
It is, however, the Chiefs' final practice of the year.
You got to go hard.
And here, I told this to Greg yesterday. And we can show you Mahomes' numbers in this round. It's very simple. LeVar Ball style, never lost. Never turn the ball over. Just crush.
That omen right here.
But here's why it's not, though. Because you don't lose a game you're not playing, and they're not playing a game. They have one final practice before their season starts.
Okay. I get what he's saying. The Kansas City Chiefs, for their final practice, haven't won a divisional round game by more than one score since 2019.
So this game being done by halftime, Joe,
you're
saying that's not consistent with what they do in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, they beat Buffalo by 3 in the divisional round last year. In 2022, they beat Jacksonville by 7 in the divisional round. In 2021, they beat Buffalo 42-36 in overtime. In 2020, in the divisional round, they beat Cleveland 22-17. So it's not like they're like going out there and just like killing people in the divisional rounds where you say it's over by halftime. They've barely beaten anyone this year, killed anybody. This is going to be, I'm picking the Chiefs to win. Yes. I'm picking the Texans to cover.
It's a 9-point spread.
I'm already picking it because they don't beat people by 9 points at all like this year. Their offense isn't good enough. They grind it out. It's going to be freezing cold. Over by halftime? What history are you looking at, Nick?
He started off very cocky. But that clip right there, he's just looking at them as a practice game. I do get it. That was me back in the day. Drives me crazy that Bill Simmons got to ride Boston's sports success to fame when the guy knows dick about football. He doesn't know a damn thing about it. Drives me crazy. I listen to the Cousin Sal podcast, and I'm like, what dumb thing is he going to say this time around? Again, he's the reason that this industry has gone in a more fun direction. So I do enjoy Bill Simmons, but God, when he talks about football, it drives me crazy. But, I mean, had I been a little bit older, like I would have been what Nick is with the Chiefs, with the New England Patriots. And I guarantee you I would have been at the top because no one, when the Patriots were at their best, I was the greatest trash talker of all time. And here's what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to invoke the spirit of my Lord and Savior, the one man who has beaten Patrick Mahomes not once but twice in the playoffs, Tom Brady. I have a candle. We could play some Gregorian music. I could sing to him, and we could ask Tom Brady, the man who once gave C.J. Stroud advice. I don't think he ever gave it to Patrick Mahomes. Maybe that is what we need to bring to the table. Just thought. We save it for Friday.
It is cold in the studio, so some candles might feel nice.
A little candlelight
here.
Might warm it up a little bit.
Feel nice in here.
The air conditioning in here is crazy. So sometimes it's hot as balls, and then 5 minutes later, it is freezing cold. And yeah. I do not understand how it works. So that's not the only bulletin board material the Houston Texans have in a Rex Ryan kind of vibe, because you've also got Stephen A. Smith of ESPN saying this about the Texans when asked who has a better chance to get an upset on this weekend, this divisional round playoff weekend. Is it the Commanders over the Lions, or is it the Texans over the Chiefs?
Stephen A., who's more an upset alert, the Chiefs or Lions?
The Lions. And I only say that because I'm giving the Texans zero chance against the Chiefs. Zero. I mean, it was a nice season. You know, they've had a lot of injuries, and we get that. If Dell and Diggs and those brothers were available, I'd feel differently. But no, they don't have a chance against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why I say that with the Commanders, we're sitting there raving about Jaden Daniels and how mercurial he is and what he has the potential to pull off and do, even though I expect the Lions to win this game. But you know what? This brother's something special. Not to say that C.J. Stroud is not, because I know that he is. But I think that when you look at the Houston Texans, I don't see them. I give them no chance of beating the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming weekend. I give the Commanders a very, very slight chance because obviously all the injuries that the Detroit Lions have suffered, even though they're going to be at home, I just think that the Commanders have a better chance of winning than the Texans do.
But he also said the Texans have no chance, Joe.
No chance. Well, ESPN.com, their matchup predictor, says the Texans have a 37.3% chance. So suck it, Stephen A.
Ooh.
It's way more than zero.
37.3 is actually pretty good.
Usually these are around like 50-50 for close toss-up games.
Well, it's not a toss-up game. I mean, they're 9-point dogs.
I mean,
lines moved a little bit. It's 8.5 up on the ESPN screen right now.
I do think I agree that I definitely think the Commanders have a better chance to win this weekend than the Texans. But that's because,
I agree with that. Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has serial killer poise.
The Lions have a gajillion injuries. Like, I feel like at some point that will bite them in the butt, but like...
Yeah, and if there's a rookie quarterback to go on the road and do well, I look at Jaden Daniels right now, and I feel pretty damn confident in his ability to not be rattled by that very loud, hostile Detroit crowd. Again, the Dexter New Blood, Dexter Original Sin show that's out, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, Jaden Daniels is young Dexter. He's just figuring out how to kill people.
Have you started watching it yet?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
I was so into Dexter. The last couple of seasons were not great, but the reboot season with... John Clancy, was that his name? John Clancy Brown? Clancy Brown playing the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And this First Blood series with Christian Slater is pretty good.
I'm out to watch it then, because I also love the original Dexter.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it. You've got, I think, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy's in it too. It's very good. I've enjoyed it.
All right. I will, maybe this weekend.
Paramount, baby.
After the Texans, you know, beat the Chiefs. I'll just, you know. So rolling through some Dexter.
New episodes every Friday. I have not been paid by Paramount. I should. I've watched every Paramount show. Taylor Sheridan. Dude is printing money.
He's printing so much money.
There's this one very schleppy actor. No offense to schleps out there. This guy is so schleppy, and he's in every show. And you, if you've watched Yellowstone, Mayor of Kingstown, Lioness, Landman, he's in all of the shows.
Who is it?
I don't know. He's just this like he's this guy with like a with the he's just like this kind of chubby guy that's just in all of these
he's
shows.
He's just like in all of
them? He's in all of them. I don't know what his name
is. I mean, hey, like, you know what? Sometimes you just you gotta work with the guys you like.
No, Sheridan is like an Adam Sandler. I'm gonna keep my guys with me for every single show that I do.
Yeah, and then whenever he's on screen and there's ladies around him, they're very attractive. I've also noticed that.
Right, and he takes his sleeves off. Taylor Sheridan, to his credit, dude works out.
I remember when he got
some guns.
Ran over by a car in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, he was in Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, he's the cop. He's the sheriff in like the first season.
Was that his show?
No.
Oh, interesting.
He's just like just an actor in that show.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dexter.
Yeah, anyway, but to bring it back to the Texans.
They're going to kill the Chiefs.
Because we were talking about... No, I'm not going that far. Don't
put up the plastic.
I thought that's what we were saying. Put up the plastic. I thought that's how we got there.
Right. It was because we were talking about Jaden Daniels. And again, the ADD of this show. Sorry. I take us down rabbit holes that no one gives a damn about. But that bulletin board material, like the Rex Ryan bulletin board material, should not be what motivates the Texans to win. And you've heard the Chiefs talking about the Texans, whether it was Travis Kelce with Jason Kelce. We played that audio last week. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid this week. They've been very respectful because they know that this defense is very good. And they know that even if C.J. Stroud hasn't had a very good season, whether it's due to the offensive line in front of him, Bobby Slowick, or just C.J. himself, they respect him. The Chiefs are not going to be overlooking you. The Texans are clearly not going to be overlooking Kansas City. I do think it will be a better game than expected right now. But like you, I'm not going to pick them. I just like that people keep on putting that bulletin board material out. Mm-hmm. We got more to get to the rest of the week. Like I actually found a super clip where everybody, except for Rex Ryan, were dumping on the Texans again.
He learned his lesson. You think Stephen A. would learn his lesson?
Yeah, you
remember
would.
Remember last year, he said... The Texans have no chance. And then Pat McAfee told C.J. Stroud that. And what happened?
Against the Browns, yeah.
Yeah, against the Browns. They
crushed the Browns.
That's even more disrespectful.
Yeah, that's tough.
The I guess that's where the Joe Flacco stock was in 2023 at the end of that season. Where
Joe Flacco elite.
Just like, there's no chance he loses a road playoff game. All right, guys.
Right.
This is at least the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. Like, this is at least back-to-back champions.
This makes sense. Chargers and Browns.
Like, come on.
It is disrespectful. This time around, it makes sense, and you will hear more. There are some people, though, who are feeling like the Texans are at least frisky. In that clip that we played of Nick Wright, Greg Jennings putting the team on his back, dude. Putting the Texans on his back, dude. Greg Jennings is bristling the entire time. Like, Greg Jennings is annoyed by the existence of Nick Wright. He's like, who is this Hans Gruber-looking MF-er with the plugs from Turkey?
That's
who is this guy?
Meanest thing ever said about Hans Gruber.
Oh.
What? He looks like Hans Gruber.
He does look like
Hans. Yeah, I'm saying that's mean to Hans Gruber.
Is it?
I think so.
I think they look exactly the same. I look like Harry Ellis when I have a beard.
Yeah, you have almost the entire cast.
The whole cast of Die Hard. All went to Syracuse. Who would have thought?
I could see that.
But, I mean, yeah, he's the whole time, he's like pissed off by the disrespect that Nick is showing.
Is because he's been a one seed, a 15-1 seed that's lost in the divisional round?
Giants? Yeah. Probably.
He just knows.
Yeah, he's like, it's not a practice, dude. You can easily lose this game.
I agree. So, anyway. Joe to my right. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glasses. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to chime in, you can at 713-780-3776. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can join us on YouTube. You can join us on Twitch. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 97.5. I wish I had a deep steel blue pill in my pocket for you, because we're just going to keep on rolling. We do have more Houston Texans audio. There are some guys who do seem to believe, at least based off of what they said on Sunday. Sean, if you could grab this for me, that would be wonderful. This is Will Anderson when asked about the Texans' chances to go far in the playoffs right after beating the Chargers and before they knew they were playing the Chiefs.
If you guys keep on this road, the Super Bowl is in sights.
Yeah, one game at a time, one game at a time. We got to keep stacking, keep coming back, getting better. We can't relax now. We can't hone in on this win. We can enjoy it, but we got to move on and keep getting ready for our next opponent.
I think I love Will Anderson.
You think you love him? Literally love him?
Like, he talks with like that juice that like you kind of want from D'Amico. He's just got the energy that you want to hear.
He cracks his knuckles when he's done talking.
Yeah, and then he's, killing quarterbacks and thanking Jesus because no one's blocking them.
It would be so funny if they had another Terminator spinoff. And there's been many, and it's gotten a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
And Will Anderson's actually a Terminator, and he's just really goofy and happy the whole time. And then meanwhile, blah, 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 taking people out. It'd be really funny if Will Anderson was the bad guy Terminator, like the T-1000
plot twist
by Robert Patrick,
mm-hmm, yeah.
T2. But he's just super goofy and happy, and then meanwhile, like, twisting people's arms off and taking them out. More Texans hype before Texans and Chiefs. I'm trying to give you a deep steel blue pill here. I don't know if I can give you a full one with this one either. Here is Joe Mixon talking about what the Texans need to do to get where they want to go.
We just got to keep on doing what we do and playing football for four quarters, if not more, like I said, and keep closing the games up. And it's great for the offense to be able to take a knee at the end of the game, man, especially in a playoff game. We just got to keep on going. And I look at it like, one more week and we'll be in the AFC Championship. We just got to take care of business, man. So I'm excited.
You hear that thing at the end?
One more week.
And we're in the AFC Championship game.
They know.
I hope no one from Kansas City clips that and says the Texans are overlooking the Chiefs.
Because
this happened after they beat the Chargers and they didn't know who they were playing.
He's just telling you how the schedule works.
That's true.
He's not making a prediction.
That's true. But Joe Mixon, he's beaten the Kansas City Chiefs before in the playoffs.
He has. In the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, from the 885, Joe Mixon's the guy to lead. Perhaps that's the Lord of Swarm, Joe Mixon. He's definitely
probably on offense for sure.
On offense, I'd give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nothing against Stroud, but I think with the slump that Stroud's been through this year, I think it's fair to argue that Mixon is perhaps the leader. Mixon's going over to Deontay Johnson after the game. It's really like, dude, it's okay.
You're okay, buddy.
Before he got cut.
I know. I felt like last night when I took my son's Mario toy away and he was crying, yeah. I was like, this is what Deontay Johnson was like.
Is this before he destroyed your webcam?
It was an act. Yeah, he broke my webcam.
See, you're making excuses. You're like Steven Silas here, dude.
He knocked my computer off. We were playing basketball, and then it's my mistake.
So that's Steven Silas.
That's
dog.
On me.
That's Steven Silas before he finally slammed his fist on the table.
I had the computer on my lap. I was doing a lot at once. I was winning a national championship and the college football playoffs. My video game.
So you weren't watching your kid. And
then I was playing basketball with him at the same time. Then he took out my laptop and broke it.
You're playing basketball and Xbox and
it's a little tight laptop. I just basically pass him the ball and he shoots it.
Damn, you have more ADD than me.
Yep.
By the way, speaking of Deontay Johnson, since we brought him up for a moment, this is D'Amico Ryans when asked about Deontay Johnson. This is my favorite clip from D'Amico Ryans at yesterday's press conference.
Yeah, with Deontay, unfortunately, it didn't work out, and we're on to the Chiefs.
There we go.
On to the Chiefs.
That's the whole thing. I love it.
He's on to the Chiefs.
F that guy. Get out. You can't swarm with us. Get the bleep out the door. And it's crazy. I missed this audio. I'm making Sean play all the audio right now. Sorry about that. Deontay Johnson, do you remember what he said when he signed with the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I didn't. Here is Deontay Johnson saying what he was going to do. After, going from one team to the next, to a fourth team, completing a cycle of being on an eighth of NFL teams in less than two calendar years, here he is talking about what he plans to do in Houston.
Knowing CJ a little bit, I met him at like a tournament and whatnot, and we just kept in touch, here and there throughout the season and whatnot, and
just to finally get here and be in the office with him is a blessing. Just his talent, you know, he brings to the game, how he plays the game as well. You know, just to be able to help contribute to the offense, it's a blessing.
In your short time here, besides CJ, some of the other guys you've been around, and just the culture in general, what have you learned already about the culture?
Team first. You know, everybody's about the team. And I'm about the team too, so I'm doing whatever the coach is asking me to do. For special teams, turn. If he played a couple plays here and there, I just, you know, just contribute in some sort of way. That's all I'm really worried about.
Team first.
Whatever the coach is asking me to do, special teams, I'll do it. Buddy, you need to look in the mirror here, Deonte Johnson. What an idiot. He's ruined his career. Congratulations to him. People used to think he was a really good wide receiver. He's now been cut by two teams in the final four of the AFC in 5 weeks. That's yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I just can't believe he was pouting after a playoff win.
No.
How many of those do you get to experience over the course of your career? Well, you know, because in Pittsburgh, he didn't experience any because Mike Tomlin's lost his last six.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the longest losing streak in playoff history, by the way.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know how long he's been in the league, so like maybe got one in there, but I mean, I guess he played 14 snaps, I think it was total. So he's not even out there that much. I just don't get how you can come to a new team, be on your fourth team in a calendar year, and then act like they're the problem again for not getting you to the ball. All right, good luck. Good luck in whatever's next for you, Deonte. I don't think it will be in the NFL.
I don't think either. UFL?
You know what? As long as it's not, but no Roughnecks. Just say no to Roughnecks. Just say no.
The Roughnecks.
Yeah, I don't want him on the Roughnecks.
Yeah, don't let it bring down your franchise.
Exactly.
Just say no.
Locker room cancer.
It's like drugs. Oh.
Toronto Argonauts. Get ready.
Can we get Wade Phillips back too? Nothing against whoever the Roughnecks coach is now. Doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right that Wade Phillips is coaching in San Antonio.
Yeah, because that's the Rocks.
Brahmins or whatever,
The Rocks team, so he took the best cut.
Yeah, what were we doing, Roughnecks? Come on.
The league is set up for the Roughnecks to fail.
The Paul Gallant show was formerly the home of the Wade Phillips show. One time.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He came on with me once. That was fun. Hey, apology. I love Wade.
I would love to bring it back, but unfortunately, he's in San Antonio.
What if we become the San Antonio Brahma show? We're the rebels of the UFL.
Will he drive here?
This is going to sound ageist. Do we want Wade Phillips to drive 3 hours on I-10 to do an interview with us?
Good point. That's it.
We want somebody else to drive him.
That's a good count.
Maybe his son can drive him or something.
Yeah, I don't want.
He's busy.
I don't want to.
Actually, no, he's not.
Alert.
He got sent home this week, so he's not busy.
You know those silver alerts on the side? Like,
come on,
son of a bum. Watch out! He's driving a giant Buick. The olds always drive Buicks. What's up with that?
Great question.
I just wanted to ask it.
Lincoln's? You're getting your Buick soon, then?
Oh, nice. That was good. That was good. It's Kalana Georgie's Joe and Paul Sean by the glass. 10-minute drill is next. What's latest with the Cowboys coaching search? You'll find out. Stay put.
2025 is here. Let's get in the gym and get to work on whatever your goals are. Whether you want to put on muscle mass, you want to lose weight, you just want to slim out for this year. You want to get ready for the summer. It's right around the corner. I know it's cold out right now. Before you know it, it'll be 95 degrees and we'll all be sweating here in Houston. So get to the gym now. O Athletic is the place for you. Check them out, oathletic.com, O Athletic on Instagram. You find them at 767 North Shepherd in the Heights. And on their website at oathletic.com, you can find the 100 classes they offer through the week. You can sign up for a personal trainer as soon as you get your membership signed and secured. And do all of that at O Athletic.
ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
Tank Dell had surgery today on his completely destroyed knee. Hopefully he'll be back next year. I doubt it. But it would be nice. Jared Wayne, the man who injured Tank Dell, it looks like he will be back on the roster to replace Deonte Johnson. I don't know who else would. Meanwhile, today at practice, Texans right guard Shaq Mason was back. Very curious to see what they do about him, given that he's had a rough season. And I'm not saying the offensive line's necessarily been good since they made the changes and moved Titus Howard over to left guard and moved Juice Scruggs to right guard with Jared Patterson at center. But I think you stick with what you've got. DJ Yeneme, when he was on with us yesterday, said the same thing, Joe.
Yeah, I would just... It seemed like it worked.
It worked to the best it could. I mean, That's the big problem.
Like, Shaq Mason's not some significant upgrade at this point over Juice Scruggs. And at the end of the game, when it mattered most, they ran the ball really well. Now, Juice Scruggs did not practice yesterday.
Correct.
I believe it was. And then Cody Stutes said that he has a practice day, but he arrived late. So I don't know if that is an indication of...
Might have been at the trainer's.
Exactly. He's at the trainer, so maybe it won't even be their decision, but... It worked well enough last week that I just kind of would run it back. And I'm not rushing to put Shaq Mason back out there unless I need to.
I think, as Cody put it, the O-line situation could be anything on Saturday. There's not one alignment they've showed in practice I'm comfortable saying that's the line. That's been the entire season.
Yeah, so they're just kind of mixed bag of just, let's see what works.
Mm-hmm. And Jared Wayne is officially activated from the practice squad. So there you go. That's the news from the Houston Texans side of things. Today, nothing really new on the Chiefs front. Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it seems like he will continue to be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because this is what he had to say to anybody who is thinking about trading for him.
Save your time.
That's it. No nonsense. I love Mike Tomlin.
Save your time.
Tomlin at the podium. Short, sweet, to the point, effective with every single word that he says.
I thought there was a chance that maybe he would be ready for a change.
Save your time, Joe.
You want a quarterback?
He's been in Pittsburgh for nearly two decades.
Instead, he's alluding to Justin Fields being their starting quarterback next year. Good luck, dude. You benched him for Russell Wilson. You're going to go back to him next year? Why?
Got a good poker face.
Another year in the system.
It's not going to get any better. I can tell you. But yeah, I thought there was a chance maybe Tomlin would be ready to move on, but I guess not.
Kirk Cousins?
Rodgers?
Sam Darnold?
There's options.
There's options. All of them we said with a grimace on our face.
They'll be in the same place next year. They'll be a fringe playoff team, good defense.
They need to get lucky with a back end of the first round quarter, where they pick Kenny Pickett, 20th overall. They need to get lucky with one of those, or with a second, third-round pick who ends up being a stud quarterback.
They should take Quinn in the second round.
Quinn Ewers declared for the NFL draft earlier today.
Maybe the third round.
And today is the deadline, so he can't really pull a Carson back.
He put up a video online. We might have to play that a little bit later with the hook'em.
You don't really need to play. I watched it.
Wasn't that good?
Or it was good, but it's more of a visual medium than it's a lot of just highlights in the middle of it.
If I'm the Steelers, I want Quinn Ewers. This is significantly different than getting Kenny Pickett in the back of the first round. Ewers, there is something to work with. I think Ewers, Bo Nix, I see similarities, except for Bo Nix was in college for 30 years. I feel like Ewers, in a good situation, could do well. The biggest question is, can somebody figure out how to get him to be consistent? Because Steve Sarkisian couldn't.
Yeah, and there's, every year here is the starter. He missed games due to injury. Don't love that on your NFL resume. And he's a guy where probably don't even need to spend the first round pick on him. You can probably do it with the second round pick. Maybe trade up in the second round a la Will Levis going to the Titans. What was that, 2 years ago now? So it would be interesting. Jalen Milroe also in the draft. One of these guys. Take a swing.
If you're the Steelers, maybe just take both of them.
Yeah.
Do what Washington did, where they took RG3 and Cousins. Maybe just take Milroe.
One in the second, one in the third. Boom.
Yeah, and just be like, we're just going to put both these guys out there.
Fourth round, pick a wide receiver who's going to be a Pro Bowler who then requests a trade in 5 years. Boom.
Yeah, the pick and trade is coming soon, feels like. He apparently showed up late on Sunday. Oh, no, sorry, to Christmas. It's a Christmas day.
Oh, to where, like, well, they would have. He was opening presents.
Yeah.
Ran late.
I mean, he might be the biggest problem in the Steelers locker room. From the 832, someone's texting in, Russell Wilson is that guy. Still led them to the playoffs. They played so poorly down the stretch. Russell Wilson had some good moments this season. There's no denying that. But you can't have an offense that relies on chucking the ball deep and your receivers making plays. And that's what the offense turned into down the stretch. It's not going to be Russ.
Yeah, I
don't Russ think might be somewhere else next year.
No, I don't think it'll be Russ. I think if you like go back and listen to some of the Mike Tomlin stuff at the end of the season, I think it's pretty clear it's not going to be Russ.
Yeah, and Russ has a shelf life too, and I'm surprised honestly that Tomlin brought Russ in, just given who Russ was when he was in Seattle and to a lesser degree in Denver before he talked about getting benched, because the guy is just fake. He's constantly acting like a politician out there. And, I don't think that would mesh well with Mike Tomlin. And there was a moment in one of the last couple of games where I think Russ made a big play, and he goes up to Cam Hayward on the sideline. He's, like, slapping him on the chest, and Cam Hayward's trying not to roll his eyes.
Yeah.
Something's up there. The quarterback is not – I would say for Fields or Russell Wilson, Joe, I think neither of those guys are – taking the Steelers any further, so you may as well do something entirely new.
Yeah, and I don't think it's their fault necessarily either. Najee Harris is not the guy we thought he was. Gets you like 3.5 yards, and then that's it. You can't do anything. You have Pickens as a problem. You don't really have anyone else on offense, and then some of your best defensive players, like besides TJ and Cam Hayward, like they're kind of nobodies on defense too. Like even Patrick Queen wasn't really the player they thought he was going to be for them this year. So they're in a tough spot. They are dead set in the middle and going nowhere fast in either direction.
The Dallas Cowboys are still looking for a new head coach. Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles have a big game coming up against the LA Rams, who Saquon Barkley had 300 scrimmage yards against a couple of weeks ago. Here's Kellen Moore being asked about the Cowboys coaching situation, because, of course, Kellen Moore was with the Cowboys for nearly a decade.
Your name is being linked to the Cowboys job. How did it end there from your perspective, and is that a job that would interest you?
I mean, obviously I spent a lot of time there, 8 years there, and so obviously have plenty of relationships about that place. And so, I love it here. I've had so much fun here. It's been a really fun process, and we're in a really special situation right now, getting the chance to play this Sunday, have a chance to make a run at this thing, and that's really all you worry about. Everything else is what it is, and we'll see where it takes you.
They don't want Kellen Moore, Cowboys fans. Do the Cowboys want him? Totally different question.
I would. Yes? If they don't do something strange. If they go like the straightforward hire, Kellen Moore, like there's a lot of logic behind that.
If I was a Cowboys fan, I would want Kellen Moore just because that avoids the, oh my God, who the hell did we just hire disaster scenario.
Yeah, but it's like no one believes it's Deion.
But it's continuity. It's the same old, it implies.
Oh, it's
that...
not good, but it's just I would have no trust that they make a good hire.
I've heard them complain about his wide open mouth in games.
That's bad. He needs to fix that. Honestly, some of that's on the big Jumbotron because it's right up there, so everyone has to crane their neck to look at it, and just his that's mouth true. Opens up.
Maybe he needs to chew gum like Pete Carroll. Might help.
Whatever he needs to. I mean. Hire Pete Carroll if you're the Cowboys. Yeah. Let's just do that. That would be better.
Yeah, you know, you've worked with Pete and interviewed him a ton. Does Pete Carroll and Jerry Jones?
Oh, that would be so fun.
Does that seem like a marriage that works?
I was going to say, you saying that that'd be so fun doesn't mean it would work.
Pete would be annoyed by Jerry very quickly. He would be very professional about it, but he would be annoyed, I think, by him pretty quickly. Micah Parsons was doing a podcast, and he's bummed out about Mike McCarthy not being the coach of the Cowboys anymore.
It is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father, coach, one of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But it's going to be very interesting offseason. You know, it's going to be very interesting, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching. It's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I already know I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decisions.
Great father. Is Mike McCarthy Micah Parsons' dad?
That's
what I heard when I heard that clip. I was like, wait, what? Father first, then coach?
The trust thing there at the end. Like, you trust them? You trust the Cowboys?
He trusts
the right decisions?
He trusts that he wants to get paid by the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten that contract yet, right?
No, he has not.
Yeah.
So I think there's also still a demand to trade potentially coming.
That would be funny if they hired somebody else and then he declares a trade.
He's just like, this ain't for
me. On his podcast.
What do you think about the hard reset? Like, is that more figurative speech of just like, we're resetting everything? But the way he said it almost sounds like a rebuild. Like, the way I don't know. It'd be interpreted either way, but the players did really like Mike McCarthy. Dak Prescott seems upset about this too. So not that like the locker room has to be on board with these decisions, but it does make it more challenging for the new coach if they're all, you know, Deontay Johnson and about the Mike McCarthy fight.
They need to be consoled.
Yeah.
Does this make you feel better about Chicago Bears next head coach Mike McCarthy? All the players love him.
Kind of talking myself into it because I think I'm just kind of set on it happening. So, I'm starting to feel
acceptance.
I feel an acceptance.
They interviewed Arthur Smith today.
The Bears did, yes.
They posted about it saying, we have completed an interview with head coach candidate Arthur Smith. And Smith's got a mustache.
He does.
Just like us.
Do you think that maybe his dad just buys the Bears and boom, fixes the Bears?
Because his dad owns Home Depot, right?
FedEx.
My bad.
Arthur Blank owns Home Depot.
My bad.
But yeah, he owns FedEx. That. Yeah, Fred Arthur. Smith.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Nepo, I mean, baby.
Really, I need. I need Bezos to get in here.
So Bezos is number one on your owner wish list.
Not Arthur Smith's dad. He's not on my list.
Okay.
Bezos buying the Bears. That would be sick. If you're a Bears fan.
Feels like it changes things. Again, like we talked on Monday about Jaden Daniels. Like, yes, I have Jaden Daniels envy. But more as a fan of that team, I have
Josh Harris
Washington envy. Because they got a new owner, then like all their problems vanished immediately as soon as that idiot, that scumbag, was no longer there. Like, as soon
does
as,
help getting Daniels though.
Yeah,
I mean, I think like the stadium's still there; it's still falling apart.
But they just passed the bill to get their new. They just got that passed, so they're gonna get their new stadiums. They're gonna have a new stadium. They're gonna have their quarterback.
I think that's federally funded.
Yeah,
because DC's not a state. I could be wrong on that, but.
Maybe the Bears will get a new stadium in Greenland. You never know.
They also interviewed David. That new territory. Or in some island in the Gulf of America.
Next frozen tundra.
That would be
funny. Take your frozen tundra. We raise you.
To Greenland. Bears. Would you still root for them if they moved to Greenland?
The time change would be really challenging, I think.
It's like east of East Coast time. Is it 2 hours? 1 hour?
I don't know how far it is, but feels like that would be a challenge.
What's their cap? The city names in Greenland, too, are like, what? What is going on here? What is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
It's 5:45 p.m. right now.
Ew.
So it's 4 hours
ahead. And it's probably so pitch black.
It's definitely after sunset.
Yeah. It could be
at
worse.
At like 2 p.m. He's Joe and Paul, Sean behind the glasses, Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You want to get amped? You want to swarm for Texans Chiefs on Saturday? Please chime in. They are 9-point dogs against Kansas City. Stick around.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back with Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Purple stuff. Shout out Big Mo. 713. So, the Houston Astros are one day closer to pitchers and catchers reporting.
Let's go.
To West Palm Beach in Florida. It is time. It is time for the bone. Give me that bone.
It's always Astros time in Houston. Are you ready to play?
A lot of people were wondering what it was going to be like if the Astros didn't win the division. I guess we'll never know.
We we're counting you down to the Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach.
I saw my first post on Blue Sky ever yesterday.
Oh, you joined?
No, I just saw that some baseball writers have migrated to Blue Sky. I'm sure that'll help them grow the dying sport that they cover. But Andrew Baggerly, who, again, because I don't know how Blue Sky works. Oh, he's the senior writer covering the San Francisco Giants for The Athletic. Very San Francisco to go to Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Justin Verlander said this at his introductory press conference with the Giants. Last year's shoulder issue with the Astros that saw him not start the season and also not look as good when he finally got going. Totally avoidable. My fault for not throwing all off season. He said at age 41, he can't afford to pick up a ball as late as he always had. He's been throwing all off season. That's a bit annoying. That's a bit annoying, especially considering we have had moments when Verlander was with the Astros where we were annoyed by the rehab process. Some people in the World Series where they saw him throwing a bullpen session and hitting, I guess, 100 on the gun, they were like, well, why isn't he pitching at all? Why isn't he with the team? What's going on here? Reading this annoyed me a little bit.
You want to get more annoyed?
Get me.
February 14th, so Valentine's Day last year, at spring training, he said he was hurt. He said, I'm a little behind schedule right now. I have to be really cautious on how I'm building up. I'm a couple weeks behind. He said he had a shoulder issue, but it had resolved itself. So was he hurt, or did he just not throw? Because he, that, like...
Maybe he's hurt because he didn't throw.
Yeah, he didn't throw, and then he tried to throw.
So he hurt
got
himself?
Got hurt, and then showed up.
Yeah, because he said he had a minor issue. Like, I don't know. It's strange. The whole Verlander era, like, it ends great. Best pitcher of Astros franchise history. I totally agree with that. But don't forget, like, this is the guy that, like, was told, like, you're not throwing a first pitch at a World Series game.
Yeah.
Like we don't want that. We don't want you here, buddy. It's been gone all year.
It is complicated.
Yeah, it is. It's like all positive. There's just these little things that are a little strange. Yeah, it's annoying. Good luck to him.
We wish him well.
He didn't even close the door on coming back to Houston.
Yeah. That was funny. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
He's already left to come back once before.
He's like, I never thought I'd go back that quick. So he's like, you never know.
Man, the Astros got to stop trading prospects for Justin Verlander.
It has to be next offseason, like $2 million a year, $5 million a year. Like, yeah, sure, dude.
They will have some more salary to work with.
That's true.
Verlander.
Spend the Montero money on Verlander.
Yeah. Justin Verlander.
42-year-old Verlander.
42-year-old bullpen arm Justin Verlander.
Like he's John Smoltz.
Yeah.
That's fine.
At the very end. I'm not going to lie. Like, just when I think I'm out on Verlander, he pulls me back in. I would be very happy if he came back.
The door's always...
door should always be open for him.
It's a comma, not a period.
Like with Rick Smith when he left the Houston Texans.
And before famously coming back later.
Yeah, it's been a good 8 years.
Of a comma.
Is Justin the next...
Officially now.
Semicolon, maybe. Yeah.
Is Verlander the next Bagwell?
Shadow GM is what you're asking.
Yep. Part of the Skull and Bones Letterman Jacket Society.
Leader of the Skull
Once he
Bones.
Retires, for sure.
I wouldn't rule it out. No.
For sure. Yeah. He will be back.
If he wants to be, he will
be. Yeah, Jim Crane will. I mean, obviously, he'll be
a Detroit
legend first. But I do think there'll be some Astros legend, Justin Verlander.
No, he's Astros legend first.
I think it's still Detroit.
The Tigers don't matter. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean,
he
won
an MVP, though.
Cool.
As a pitcher.
Cool. That's neat. They splendid.
Made two World Series?
They won two here.
They won two here. They made more than two here.
Two Cy Youngs?
Yeah.
I know the players don't have a say anymore, really, in the hat stuff.
Oh, when you go to
the Hall of Fame. But the argument, I would say, should go in as an Astro.
More career,
a shorter amount of time. I know.
Yeah, more career war as a
players
Tiger.
Don't have a say anymore. Really?
Yeah, they changed it.
What the hell?
It's like the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the sculptor just can put whatever.
Definitely Hall of Fame, dude. These baseball writers.
And then they'll mess up your face, too. And then go, huh, sorry.
Sorry. It's like, we don't get, like, a redo. Like, that should be part of the Hall of Fame ceremony. I would actually watch, then. If, like, every year they were like, hey, this is the bad version of the statue. This is the new version.
Yeah, I want options. Just like when I get a picture taken, when I'm on my best basic life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want?
Take three. Take
four. I want 12. I want all. What? What? Sorry. Want to look good. What's wrong with wanting to look your best? They should give options. You can do a mold of the bust before making a bronze version of it, can't you?
Probably.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how this works. I just know that they still screw it up after all these years.
Your whole head in there.
Dwayne Wade taught me that they screw these up all the time.
I'm guessing they no longer put the mask over you to make the actual.
Probably not.
Well, they probably used to.
Yeah.
But they don't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the Romans did,
yeah,
for God's sake. Like, the Romans
Caesar
were doing it.
Caesar probably did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't the Baseball Hall of Fame do that?
They're not stuck in their old ways.
They're not the
we're talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame. They would never do something so archaic.
Baseball. Anyway. The writer's on Blue Sky now. Jeez.
Not surprised.
What a puss.
Like, I did see
your baseball writer, dude. Oh, it's too toxic out here. You cover the Giants.
Just tell me he's on the 15-day IL, all right?
Yeah.
There's a fan base that's most likely to migrate to Blue Sky. Blue Sky, wouldn't you just, like, bet on the Giants?
I did notice that he had, like, 9 retweets on Blue Sky. I was like, that's way more than I thought it would be.
He's got 9.6 thousand followers on Blue Sky.
There's that many people
you
on
know
Blue
what?
Sky?
You know what?
Should I join?
Good on him for
you
making
all want to join Blue Sky? See how, like, how long would it be until I get kicked off Blue Sky?
I was thinking about joining just in case it ever picked up. Just trying to squat on Joe George instead of having to do Joe George radio. But it's probably already gone.
It's a very selfish reason to go on. I want to go on to entertain my audience and trolling the libs.
Well, that I'm there for. I'll retweet all your trolls.
Hell yeah.
Whatever you want.
I just want to be I just want to bring the place down. You know? Like
they'll have a mental breakdown for sure.
They have this idea it's a city on a hill where there's not any toxicity. And it's like, that sucks. I want people to be a-holes online. Like, that's the only good thing about X. Like, now you got For You and there's threads everywhere and now all of a sudden people are posting pictures of hot people and they're saying, like, load in 4K. Shut up! Load my foot up your ass in 4K. I hate you. I hate this app. I hate everything. But at least there's a toxic, you know, cesspool of negativity online, which I actually do like.
Yeah. We all need a little toxic behavior in our lives.
We do. You can't always have everything sunshine and rainbows. Then the sunshine doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you smile quite as much.
It doesn't hit.
Yeah. And on that.
Cam Smith and Kyle Tucker are working out together today.
Hell yeah.
Future of the Astros and the former of the Astros. I guess it was yesterday.
That's fun.
Yeah.
28 days away. Joe's so excited.
I mean, spring training's. The first team reports to spring training on February 9th. So, we're right around the corner.
It's coming. It's coming. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Houston Texans are 0-0. So are the Chiefs. Will that give them a chance Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium? A reset? We'll discuss. Stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends and my bookie and mybookie.ag. You enter that promo code BET975. And guess what? You're going to get an awesome bonus with your initial deposit tomorrow. That's the day to play. Because on Thursdays at mybookie.ag, you get risk-free bets. Isn't that pretty sick, huh? I mean, you can bet on things, you can win money, and you're not going to risk anything. I mean, it sounds truly too good to be true, but it is true. Your boy's done it. And I'm wondering what I'm going to do on Thursday. Am I going to bet on the Houston Rockets 1.5 point? That game's tonight. What? I thought it was on Thursday. Well, hey, guess what? Tonight, Rockets, Nuggets. Rockets are 1.5 point dogs. They don't respect Jalen Green. They don't respect Amen Thompson. They don't respect Alperen Şengün. They like this Serbian dude. Unbelievable. You got to be picking the Houston Rockets tonight.
Over under 230 in this game. You can bet on that game and more at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You can also bet on Thursdays with their risk-free bets. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.